We're dropped behind. We're Tetzav Vav on the base. We're about 15 lines up at the bottom of the page. Two dots. We just read the psak of Rav Tavi and Rav Yoishia. Halachah Divya Shnei Halachah. Again, today's daf is after Zion. We're Tetzav Vav on the base. About 15 lines from the bottom of the page. V'amar Rav Tavi and Rav Yoishia. Another member from the same author. Ma'idach Sev Shalosh Heina. Leitas Banda. There's three people that aren't going to be satiated, or three things that aren't satiated. Sha'il, that's the depths of the earth. Va'itzer Rechem, and the canal of the womb. And the pasuk continues and says also the earth. What's the comparison between the depths of the earth, which take in people that are that die? What is that? What's the comparison from there to the rechem, to the womb? Just like the rechem takes in and issues forth, what does that mean? The rechem takes in the male organ, and eventually, 9 months later, a child is born. So too, the earth also takes in and gives off as well. Says the word, right? The earth takes some people that are nifter, and eventually it's going to be tchias amesim. V'leidam kavuchem l'chayetz kavuchemer. Ma rechem shemachisim b'chashayim b'itzim b'menu k'ilis. Rechem, which comes, it takes in quietly. When they have relations, it's quiet. There's no crying. If anything, there's enjoyment. Yet, when the baby's born, there's lots of noise. So, shayel shemachisim b'chashayim b'menu k'ilis. Shayel, when a person's nifter, and the people bury with k'ilis k'ilis, there's crying and tears when the burial takes place. Certainly, by Tchias HaMesim, there's going to be a lot of a rash, a noise, when the Tchias HaMesim happens. There's a tshuva to those that say, there's no Tchias HaMesim min HaTaira. So it's interesting that for whoever doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, we're going to bring the pasuk that compares Misa to childbirth and say, nah, that's a raya, Tchimesis Minotera. It's a little bit of an interesting chiddush that's going to be enough to satiate, to satisfy that person. The third part of the puzzle just was that, of that reference was that the earth is never satiated from water. The earth always needs more and more water. Those are the three things that aren't satiated. Again, the womb always wants more relations. The earth wants people to be, Sha'el wants people to be buried there, and the earth is never satiated with water. So that's the Marvai. The Tani, Rav Yishai, Kamei Dereva. Uchsav Tam. The Pasuk says Uchsav Tam. We dash from the word Uchsav Tam with the word Tam at the end. Hakob Uchsav Afil Sevayis. When you write on the mezuzah, so you write in the tefillin, you write the directive to Uchsav Tam, Uchshar Tam, that's part of the Parsha. The Tzivoy is part of the Parsha. Amalei Dam Al-Khamani. So Rav said to Rav, who told you this? And the way the first Rav explained over here, what it means, who told you this means, why would you have thought different? Who told you this? Meaning that you need chsav tam to tell you to include the tzivos. Where I've thought that you don't include that in the parsha of tefillin in the parsha of mezuzah. Amalei damachbani. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Gabi Seita, who says by Seita, Alis Kesef Tzavas Ani Kesef. When you write the parsha of Seita, you write the Alis, the curses, but you don't write the tzivos. V'hasamu d'chsiven over there by Seita says because of us Alis Ela. It says you write these Alis. And therefore, you write the alis to the exclusion of the tzivos. Aval hachad chesiv chesav tam alfiyut tzaves naami. Over here it says chesav tam with letters taf mem at the end, a complete ksiva. You have to write even the tzivos, even the commandments as well. Ask them, what do you mean? Otu tam debiru d'mishim dechesiv chesav tam debiru d'mishim dechesiv alis. Is the reason over there by seita why you're not writing the tzavos by seita? Is it because it says v'kasav as opposed to chesav tam? Is it because it's missing the taf mem at the end? Avadanat. The reason why you're not writing the tzavos by seita is because the pasuk says very specifically, you should write the alis, and we say that writing the alis is to the exclusion of writing the tzavayis. Again, the alis by seita, the curses. Tzavayis was the tzivay to write this parsha. So the description of writing the alis seems to come to tell us to the exclusion of the tzivuyim. That's why it's not written, not because it says chasav as opposed to chasav tam. Says the Gemara, tam debehudim shem dekseiv alis, alis in tzavayis lai. So what's your, why do you have to come out to a drush of chasav tam to say that you write the tzivuyis over here by Shema? Says the Gemara, itzrich sakad chamina. I would have thought nailav ksiv ksiv masam. I would have thought we learned that ksiv from over there. Mahas meaning from Saita. Mahasam alis in tzavayis lai. Afkan nami tzavayis lai. I would have thought that just like over there tzavayis are excluded, so too by us tzavayis are excluded. And I'm learning an example from Saita. Come, kasvach manu chsav tam afil tzavayis. Therefore, it says chsav tam to teach me that no, by Shema, by Yitzvilim, by Mezuzos, chsav tam means to write the complete parsha, even with the tzivuyim, even with the commandments in the pesuk, and that's part of what you write. Now, this is the first time I'm bothered. It's a pella. We have this concept we've spoken about many times, that gezer shav is not something that we can just make on our own willy-nilly. Right? We're going to say, that says kasav by Seita, says kasav over here by Krishma, just like over there you don't write the tzavayis by Seita, so to by Krishma you don't write the tzavayis. That's all good if I could just make a drasha of my own gzeir shava by myself. But if gzeir shava has to have messiah, which is the basic idea that we all gzeir shava only have messiahs, so what do you mean I would have a havamina to have gzeir shava? Kamashman, I need a pasuk to take me out of gzeir shava. Who needs a pasuk to take me out of gzeir shava? If you don't have messiah for gzeir shava in the first place, you don't have a gzeir shava. So the mitzvah la'asin asked the question amongst others, and he says, and you find this concept in many places, that he says it must be that there was either some sort of semblance of a gzeir shava along these lines, and we weren't sure if it's applied here. Others say a little bit more general, that it could be the messiah of gzeir shavas were, there's 18 gzeir shavas. What they exactly were, which exact words they were not necessarily so clear. So there's room within the idea that there's a messiah of gzeir shavas, there's room for some mistakes or unclarity of which gzeir shava is which, and that's what, therefore we need our Gemara, this my number, to exclude from potentially making a mistake with this gzeir shava. Okay. Tanya Ravadya Kamedi Rava, Ravadya Torah Fadi Rava, there's a famous idea we referenced yesterday when we spoke about enunciating Shema properly. So the Rav learned that enunciating Shema properly meant to not join two words together. Al Lavavcha B'chol Lavavcha, I'm going to speak on this Gemara. And we spoke out yesterday, Rabbeinu Yaina took issue and said, it's very nice pshat, but it can't be what the Mishnah means, because this is a member of the Amira, this is a member of Rava on Amid Bey. So Tanya Ravadya Kamedi Rava, Ravadya Torah, I'm sorry, it was Ravadya's member. In front of Rava, for the Matam Shei Lemut Chatam, the Matam means your Limut should be Tam, complete. What does that mean? Shitim Revach Beinat Vekim, to put space between the words that would become attached. Ani Rav Basrei. So here, Rav said after Ravadya to explain Ravadya's memra, Kigoyin out levavecha. Rav gave examples to explain Ravadya's memra. You know what we have to be concerned? Out levavecha, out levavchem. Notice the last letter and the first letter of the next word are the same. Bechot levavcha, bechot levavchem. So far, all first three are all the same. General idea. Esev besadacha, vavadem mehera, hakanaf psil, the pay and the fey, which is interesting because one's a soft, one's a fey, one's a pay. Eschem me'aret. So in all these cases, you can combine the last letter of the first word and the first letter of the next word and double use it, and it becomes one big word, and you swallow up a letter, and therefore you have to put a space between a dvekim, between the words that attach. Interesting, Tais points out that not that it's misleading, but it looks to us from all the examples given that it's only a concern where the letter, last letter of the first word and the first letter of the next word are the same. Tais says, Lavdafka, you have other cases where the letters aren't the same, but the sounds are the same. V'chara af. So he says, V'chara af. The sounds are the same. The letters are very different. The V'chara ends with a hey, af begins with aleph, but it can be combined. So he says, you have to be careful. Risem isai, uzchartem es, vasisem, vasisem es. All these cases, right? Asisem es, it could be vasisem like mace, right? You have to put a space in between because you still could combine the words. Lav dafkor is the same letter, and therefore in these cases also, one has to be careful. Fine. Amr Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kol Hakorei Kriyishma, Medaktik Ba'Isiyaseha, whoever reads Kriyishma and is medaktik in the Isiyas, Mitzanim Lai Gehenim, they cool off for him, Gehenim, Shenemar Beferish, Shakai, Melechem Batashlik B'Tzalmain, Al Tikri Beferish, Beferish, don't read Beferish means when he scatters, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters out the kings, don't read scatters rather, El Beferish, read it when it means, like when he's clear, like Beferish. I'll take your B'Tzalmain. Don't read a B'Tzalmain in the darkness. El B'Tzalmavis in the shadow of death. So when a person is clear in his Krishma, he's saved from the B'Tzalmavis. He gets a saving. The Gehenim is warmer. Some freshbacks explain, what does that mean? They're bothered. Manavshach, is the guy Mechuyev in Gehenim? Then he's Kef Gehenim. If he's not Mechuyev, he won't get Gehenim. What does it mean? He's going to Gehenim, but because he said Krishma properly, he's all of a sudden Gehenim is going to be cooled off. He loses the whole punishment Gehenim. I mean, it's possible that it's just major schus, but they want to say that there's an interesting concept that a person, after the nifter, even if there's someone who's going to Gan Eden, and he has no need to really spend time in Gehenim, he visits his close relatives on his way to Gan Eden. So in that period, when he visits the close relatives, is it going to be Gehenim for him, even that period, or not? If he says Kriyat Shema properly, even that small period that he goes through Gehenim will not be hot. It'll be whatever you call it. Will not be regular tzar. It'll be cooled off, so to speak. One of the big diak in this Gemara, Reb Chaim has a beautiful hara. We just said that the source, they have to separate the letters out levavchem, bechol levavcha, according to Tesis, v'chara af. All these different cases, you have to separate is from the limadtem. So you have to separate the words in Shema. I was saying the beautiful bracha of someone is medaktik, if he separates himself, separates the words in Shema. Ask Reb Chaim, Pashtas, the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Daraisa. Second parsha is obviously in the Torah, but the chiyuv to say it is not Daraisa. So how could you learn from the word v'limadatem in the second parsha, the chiyuv to separate the letters of Shema, if the parsha itself is not Daraisa? You're learning from the matem, we say it, midrabanan. But if the chiyuv is not Daraisa, how could you learn from the parsha, which is Drabanan, the obligation to separate in Shema, in the first parsha, the chiyuv to separate the letters, if this whole din is only, if this whole parsha is only rabbinic. So Reb Chaim therefore says, Big Yisayin, he says, Enechrami, this is not a din in Kriyishma. This din that when a person pronounces words, and Al Levechem, V'chol Levavchem, and things like that, he has to be careful to separate the letters, separate the words, and not swallow it up, is a din in any Kriya. Has nothing to do with Kriyishma. A din in Kriya's Torah, a din whenever we spoke at, many cases where there's din of Kriya on a biblical level, whether it's Bikurim, whether it's Meiser, whether it's chalitza, whatever it may be, it's a din across the board. Whenever someone is reading Divrei Torah, he's supposed to be careful to separate the letters, and the raya is this parasha, because it's the second parasha of Kishma. It wouldn't be a raya specifically for Shema. Okay. Why is the pasuk put together, the ayalim, the tents, and the nechalim, tisivka nechalim, nata kaganais, ale nahar kala nata? So, Tais actually learns that the ayalim in this pasuk that we're quoting means spices or something, and the pasuk right before says Matayvo Lech Yaakov. That's the ayalim we're referring to. Rashi learns seems to learn we are referring to this ayal, but the point is it juxtaposes the word ayal together with the nechalim of the brook. Just like a brook of water, when a person goes into it, it can take him out from a state of tumah to a state of tara. Af ayalim, so to the ayal of tira, the tents of tira, malnas adam kaf chayla kafschus. It raises a person from the kafschayva to the kafschus. Tira is magenas. Tira saves a person from. From being on the side, on the side of guilt to the side of schus. Hakarilim afrei leyatz. We said the mission. One who says Shema out of order wasn't yaitzen. If he made a mistake, he has to go back to the place where he made a mistake. Rav Ami Rav Asi have a kukatrin le ganadar Rabbi Lazar. Rav Ami Rav Asi were making a chuppah for the canopy for the wedding of Rabbi Lazar. Amalus, what are the chassim doing? It's wedding day. Adachi v'achi ezel v'ashma milson to meyam in Russia. While you're both engaging in making my wedding canopy, let me go to the base medrash and learn, and let me see if I can find some a good shikul Torah. I'll bring back to you. V'aisi emelchu. While you're busy building the chuppah, I'll go learn Torah and I'll bring back to you whatever nice memories I hear. Azashke tanin kamei to Rav Yechanan. He went to find the Tanu's teaching in front of Rav Yechanan. Karav is halacha. Karav ita. One who said Shema and made a mistake. V'ini deich leichan ta. And he's not sure where he made a mistake, which point he was up to. Be emtza perik yachzal l'reish. If he's in the middle of a perik, he goes back to the beginning of Shema. Meaning, if he knows what happened in the middle of the first paragraph of Shema, he goes back to the beginning of that paragraph. Bein perik l'perik, what happened between the paragraphs, but he's not sure if it's between the first and second, or second and third. Yachzal perik rishon. He goes back to between the first and second, because you go back to what you know for sure you did. Bein ksiva l'ksiva, what if he's not sure if he's up to chsaftem of the first parsha, or chsaftem of the second parsha? Yachzal ksiva rishon. You have to go back to you for sure got up to the chsaftem of the first parsha. That's what you go back to. You always go back to what you know for sure you've done. Any doubt, you have to redo it. But this is a big aside. This halacha, you go back to the chesapim of the first paragraph, is only if you didn't say the words, the manyir b'yimeichem. But he wasn't sure, he's up to chesapim, he's not sure which one he's up to. And he immediately went into the manyir bu, just net by rote, of a pasal manyir b'yimeichem, sirchei nakat vasi. It's clear that his habit took over, and which means if his habit took over and he went right into Laman Yerbu, that means he was obviously finishing the second paragraph and he could be semich on that and you need not repeat the second paragraph. Asav Amalu, Rav Lazar came back and told Rav Ami Rav Asi, this member they heard in the base medrash, Amalu, they said, had we come only to hear this Shtuk HaTerah Deinu, that would have been good enough. So we came obviously to help be Mesameh Chasav HaKalah, but had we only heard this member, it was worth our whole day, worth spending our time coming to build this canopy to hear this member. This idea of Sircha Naka, that the habit is able to define and give a psak as to one's status, comes up in a bunch of places. The Shema B'Sum Halacha brings a bunch of places where this is relevant. We'll quote just a couple of them. The Tazniyar there says, if an Isha is back in the day, they used to salt the meat themselves. So she took meat, she cooked it, and now she can't remember if she salted it. Since it was common practice, it was part of the standard, that they used to salt the meat, if she can't remember whether she salted it, he says also over there, in case where that the salting that they did was ready only a chumrah d'rabbanan anyway, because most of the blood was already gone. But besides for that, we have this idea I'm saying in our Gemara of Sircha Nagat. We know there's a rote, there's a typical process that she did. If she's not sure what she did, she could assume she did it the regular way, and therefore the meat is kosher. Rabbi Svengel says, the guy had luckas neighbors. A woman lights candles, and after she can't remember, did I make a bracha? If I lit the candles not, do I have to go back and make a bracha or not? We say, Sircha Nagat. Every time she lights candles, she automatically makes a bracha, and therefore, if she doesn't remember, we assume the bracha was made. The last case also, ironically enough, also relevant to Nisha, is Legabe preparing for a mikveh. Nisha went to the mikveh, and then she can't remember, did she do a proper chafifa, a proper combing of her hair and combing out beforehand? If she did the regular preparations, and then she can't remember about a specific preparation, if she did or not, she's allowed to be samech that she for sure did it, because we have this klal of sircha nakat. And the idea of sircha nakat, by the way, works the other way too. And I remember seeing that he brought this example, but we know famously with St. Talmud Tov Racha, Bashar Ruch Mar Geshem, we go the other way, that if a person's habitual to go the other way, up to a certain amount of time, up to 30 days still after we switch, you have to assume you did the other way, the old way, what you're not supposed to be doing, because again, the same idea of sircha nakat. Okay. Zakti Mar Vaiter. Like the Mishnah, sorry. Ha'amnum kariyim b'resha ilan u'resha nidbach. Umnum, I'll let us say kriyashma, on top of the tree, or on top of, like, these have this wall of stones. They're in a makam gavaya, they're in a high place, and it's not necessarily so easy to have kavana. So the halacha is, the umnin, the workers were up there on the tree, or on the nidbach, and the first point out that over here we make no distinction between the umnin and a regular baal bayis. We will make such a distinction later. So the umnin, and presumably who went in the baal bayis, can say, kriyashma b'resha ilan u'resha nidbach, masha einam rishon lasis kem b'tfila. What they can't do, betfilah. Rashi speaks out, but why are we talking about umnin? Rashi speaks out to umnin because they're busy with the malacha, and therefore we need to discuss what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do up there. But again, so I forgot we have sort of down, but some of the first point out that over here we don't make a chilik and lav daf umnin. So kriyishma they could say up there, mashen gemarshen lasas again betfilah. But tefilah shmer nasrei, which requires a higher level of kavana, that they cannot say in that same spot. They have to come down from their height. Chasen patur b'kriyishma le'alvishon on Matzei Shabbos. A chasen patur b'kriyishma from the first night until the Matzei Shabbos, because again, he can't have kavanah. He's busy. He's tarred. We spoke about that earlier. We see again on the base. He's tarred with the mitzvah. Im la'asa ma'isa. Again, as long as he hasn't done the ma'isa, if he already did the first act of bia, then he's patur b'kriyishma is gone. Even if it's before the first Matzei Shabbos, even if it's before the first 4 days, he already has to say kriyishma. Ma'isa now. We really, from one line of the Mishnah to the next, we just discussed that you're allowed to say Krishma on top of the tree or on top of the Nidbach, even though you're in a high space, a high spot, because the Kavanah is not as much of an issue there as it is by Tefillah. And then the next line we say, Chasen Spat for Krishma. So the first point out that there's two levels. Avada Krishma needs Kivun. You have to know the Pirush Hamilas, you have to know what you're saying. Shmirna Esrei has another level of Kivun. Reb Chaim actually has a few dinim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, a few dinim based on a site that he says, Shmirna Esrei has an additional Kavana of Eimid L'Fnei HaMakom. A person has to recognize they're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just regular Kavana of knowing the words that you have by Krishma as well. It's Kavana of knowing I'm standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an additional Kavana. That extra level of Kavana one can't have when he's high up on a tree. He says, you know, one afkinus, you find the halacha by Shmirna Esrei, that if you shuck the ligmar skula, if I stop in Mol Shmirna Esrei, I break the amount of time it takes to stop in Mol Shmirna Esrei, I gotta start again. Shmirna Esrei is over. It's considered hefsik. By Kriyishma, we don't say that. Why? Because by Shmirna Esrei, because there's a din of standing in front of the makam, if you take a break long enough to finish Mol Shmirna Esrei, you're no longer standing in front of the makam. You have to start from scratch. By Kriyishma, we don't have this din, and therefore it's not relevant. That's one case where it's nege. Another case where it's nege is a shikr. If a shikr, someone who's drunk, Davin's Shmirna Esrei, he's not Yaitza. Because it doesn't pass to stand in front of a king when you're Shikr. A Shikr says Kriyishma is Yaitza. Fundamental difference. They both need Kavana, but the Kavana by Shmirna Esrei is that much stronger. It's a Kavana of Eimel Fei HaMakam, and that wouldn't apply by a Shikr. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Umaisar Gamil, the stir from Gamil, Shinas Ishva Karlai Larishain, he got married. And he said Shabbat the first night. Taisa right away jumps in before the Mishnah points out the question. And told me to ask him. Taisa says, you bring a Maisa Lister. He just told me that Chasson doesn't say Kriyishma. And then he told me his Maisa Rishon Gamil with Rishon Gamil that he said Kriyishma. Says Taisa, la Maisa Lister. It's not a Maisa Lister. Rather, a person who's a gadol. The whole thing's an issue of kavana. If he's a gadol and he's batuach the of kavana, then it's okay. Amma tamidim said takasat on gamil. The matenu rabenu shchasu patam kriyishma. You taught us that a chasen is patam kriyishma. Amma lehem. He said enish mei lechem levata lehem machshmaim afil shachas. I wouldn't listen to be mevata kriyishma even one shah. So you're right. I'm taka putter, but I don't want to be putter. I don't want to, which is a chiddush. That's a pasha. Just because you're putter for something, that just because you want to do it, you're allowed to do it. In many instances, we say, like born Shulchan Aruch, a person who's putter for something he does anyway could be called a hedyot. Not so simple that you're allowed to, but he held over, maybe particularly over here with Omach Hashmayim. He held just because I'm putter, it's because I'm putter because I can't have kivun. I don't want to be vatal having Omach Hashmayim, and I don't want to listen to this to this tour. Rambam brings that when a person wants to question the actions of his Rebbe does something which seems to be connected to Halacha, he shouldn't say, the Halacha is as follows. He should say, you taught us, the Matan Rabbeinu. That's the Lashon that the Talmidim said to him over here. The Matan Rabbeinu, it's much more of a covet. Didn't you teach us? You taught us something. How does this stem with what you taught us? That's a more of a covetic way to ask a question to a Rebbe. Tan Rabbeinu. Ha'omnim karim b'reisha ilan u'v'reisha nidbach. V'omnim k'sei kriyishma at the top of the tree, at the top of the stone wall. And v'smalim b'reisha zayis b'reisha tena. And now the Gemara adds, more than the Mishnah, that they could daven tefillah on the top of an olive tree and on top of the fig tree. Now the olive tree and the fig tree were known to have many branches, and many, they have more branches than usual. So the simple malach is, Rashi learns, is because there's many branches, there's less of a fear of falling, and therefore they could daven even shmarasri, they're not just kriyishma. The Yishalmi seems to say almost an opposite malach, because there's many branches, and in order to climb up or descend, you may break more branches, and therefore it's going to be very difficult to come up and down without destroying the tree. We allow you, we're more makel to layer to daven there, because we don't want you to suffer that damage of destroying the tree. Almost opposite. Not that the extra branches protect you, extra branches are almost a hindrance, but afalpikein, you could daven there because in order to avoid that damage. But all of the trees, one has to go down from the tree to daven, he can't daven from on the tree. Here we make the distinction about balabayas. Bengach, even by the olive tree, even by the Te'ena tree, Yeru Lamata Mispala, they go down to daven, Lufisha ain't that the love, because his mind's not at ease when he's davening up there. Why? Because the Babayas typically doesn't frequent being on top of the tree. The Payal, the worker does, Babayas doesn't, therefore, it's more of a concern by him, and he must come down. Others also add, some of Farshim add more than that, the Babayas has his own choice. The worker's working for someone. It's going to come up, this idea comes up shortly in the Gemara. A worker's working for someone else, so he has less of a choice. The Babayas, A, has a choice because it's up to him, he's working for himself, and B, the Gemara speaks out explicitly, ain't that the Mishavis love? He's more concerned because he's not as comfortable being up there. Ramilei Rav Mari. Yes, correct. Ramilei Rav Mari, Bradura Bash Shmuel LeRava. Tanan, he learned in the Mishnah. Umnim Karim Bereisha Ilan, Uvresha Nidbach, the Umnim. They could say Kriyishma, Bereisha Ilan, top of the tree, and Bereisha Nidbach, top of that stone wall. Amalei by Kavana. So we see from here that Shema seemingly doesn't need Kavana because we're not concerned about being a Makan Kavaya. For a minute, but we learned elsewhere, Kuris Shema, Tarak Shechavanas Libai, when is the Shema has to have Kavana Salev, Shema Shema Yisrael, Ulalon Amar Haskis, Shema Yisrael, Malalam Haskis, just like over there, Haskis, Shema Yisrael. It means be attentive when you say with the word Shema Yisrael. Afka Maskis, so too, Shema in general needs Haskis, Ishtik, Rafa was quiet. Amar Lei, so Rav then said to Rav Mari, Midish Milach, but do you have an answer? Amar Lei, Shema Yisrael, back to him, Hachem Rav Sheshes, Vusha, Vetelim, Mamlach, Tavkarin. When we said they could say Krishma on top of the tree, it's not while they're doing the Malacha. They have to pause for their Malacha, concentrate on Shema, and then they could say Shema. So we said, even on top of the tree, Yamak and Gavaya, it may alter, it may affect the Kavan a little bit, but you still have enough Kavan to say Krishma, but Avad, you have to stop doing the work. Affect them, what do you mean? Batalya Mesil, Aimim, Aisim, Lach, Tavkarin. We said, from Mesil, a few about back, Basham said you have to be lying down, saying Shema at night, standing up in the morning. Basil says, walking, lying, while you do malacha, that was the last line of that brisa. No, you could say Shema in all these different situations, including while you do malacha. Like Kasha, Perek Rishon, Perek Sheni. Mercy, you're right. It depends if it's Perek Rishon, what we focused on before about Perek Rishon being the brisa, the Iker Chiyav, or Perek Sheni. Perek Rishon, you talk have to stop what you're doing. The workers have to stop and focus solely on Shema. Perek Sheni, they could talk about doing malacha while they're saying the second perek of Shema. Which also, if you remember, similarly, we also discussed about the Tanayim. I think it's Tanam, certainly Amaram, that would say at night, wake me up, at least for the first Pasuk, or first Parsha. After that, if I'm dozing off, which means we spoke out of Avada saying the words, but they're not necessarily Kavana, don't wake me up in the second Parsha, perhaps even the first Parsha after the first Pasuk. Yes?
I think we should say reminiscent of when Umar said a couple of blocks about Amida, which is a master of Beis Hillel, doesn't need Amida. Amida means stay still and be Mekabel.
Right, no, that's something else. That was correct. That was something else. That was... It wasn't Beis Hillel. It was a Mandamer that said that till Allah Vavecha, one should stand still. You should.
And that came from Beis Hillel.
Correct. The Mefarshim point out it came from Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel just meant Beis Hillel says you could be lying down or you could be standing or you could be walking, but this idea of staying stationary just after kivun that could apply even according to Beis Hillel. Correct. Tanabar. Workers that are working by Babayas, they can say Kriyishma and they can say Birchus Kriyishma before and after. It's understood that's part of what they're able. I mean, the question here is doing something on the dime of their employer. And they're allowed to say Kriyishma and Birchus Kriyishma, that's not considered taking off time from their work, that's understood. And when they eat bread, and they can make a bracha before and afterwards, a bracha samazin afterwards, and they can have a shemar esrei, they can't go down before to the amud to daven. They can't. That's already too much to go in and serve as the bal tefillah. That's already taking too much time. And it's kapam. And if the kahanim, they can't even go duchen. It's too much time. That's already taking away too much from their employer. In fact, tomorrow, you tell me they could have a full shmanesri, but tiny main shmanesri. We learned elsewhere that they're supposed to have an me'ain shmanesri, which means an abridged version of shmanesri, the havineinu. We referenced this earlier. It's going to come up, the whole lashon is going to come up on daf chavtes, exactly what the lashon is. But it's the 13 brachas in the middle are abridged into one. It depends. It depends if you go to Gamil or Abishua. According to Rangamil, the workers are allowed to say, and by the way, once they're allowed to, the Mechuyev to say the entire Shemar Nesrei. According to Abishua, they're not going to say the abridged version. In fact, there are Abishua, Meir Poilim, I feel called Nami. Abishua held not just Poilim say the abridged version, all people say the abridged version of Shemar Nesrei. Elai divided in Gamil, Mar says you're right. Both prices are in Gamil. There's two ways to do work. One way to do work is where they're being paid Beschar by the hour. One way to do work is where they're working for their next meal. They're working and they're getting paid food, a meal for it. When they're working by the hour on the clock, over there they have to say the abridged Shemar Nesrei. Whereas when they're working for the next meal, over there they work, they say the full Shemar Nesrei, and then get the Suda. We're not particular of them having to say the abridged version. Vatanya, Hapoilim Shay Aisim Lach Aisim Abayas, Kurin Kriyash Babas Palim, says the Gemara, and we learned this is not a question, this is a raya. Vatanya, we learned Hapoilim Shay Aisim Lach Aisim Abayas, Kurin Kriyash Babas Palim, Vaichlim Pita Vim Rechel. For now, the Poilim will do a work by the Babayas. They daven Shema with the brachas Kriyat Shema. They eat and they do not make a bracha before. Al bracha lachmer shtayim, but they make a bracha after. Why they're not making a bracha before? Because the bracha before eating is we learn from a drasha, it's a drabanan. The bracha afterwards is v'chalt v'sfat v'rach, that's a deraisa. But even the bracha afterwards, which one's a deraisa? Al bracha lachmer shtayim. Only the first two brachas are really the ikir deraisa. So ketzad bracha v'shani ketikuna. The first bracha he makes says hazan ketikuna shnia pesach brachas aretz v'kaylam bani shlaim brachas aretz. The second one you pesach with brachas aretz, but you also bring in bani shlaim into that bracha, and therefore you make it a bridge. That's third and the second together. But when do we say this is the right? What we just said a moment ago. Ba'isim mischaran. That's stuff when they're being paid. Beschar, they're being paid hourly, so over there they have to bridge their tefillas and their benching. If they're working just for a meal, the Babayis is eating with them, or he's paying them with a meal, they're working just for food, for room and board, or in this case, just the food, so then avada they could have in the full shmenesve, or the full brachas before and after their eating. We send the Mishnah chasapatim from Kriyashma, Tanraban. This is a chazar of Gemara we had earlier, we'll go through quickly. Peshit Ravesacha, when you're sitting in your house, prat leis mitzvah. One says Kriyat Shema when they're sitting in his house, is mashmon, he's free. As opposed to when he's being eis mitzvah, is patur mitzvah. Again, one who's walking on the road is to also mashmon, something he's doing on his own. When he's free, prat lechassan, as close to the exclusion of a chassan, who's busy with his tirt of a mitzvah. Mekan amra, kani says, psula patur v'saman chayev. From here we learn that's a chassan who's taking in a psula's patur for Kriyat Shema, and amane, he's taking amane, he's being chayev. My mashma, where do you see even these words that it's something, a person whose time is free, as opposed to being eis in a mitzvah? Amra, papa, ki derech. Because we're comparing it to derech, my derech rishus. When a person takes the road, usually it's rishus, it's by choice. Afachanam rishus. The person is involved in discretionary acts, rishus. That's when he's chayav Kriyat Shema, but he's involved in a mitzvah chiyuv. He's not going to be part of Kriyat Shema. Mila Eskina says, "More one second. Who told you derech is when he's going to do rishus? Mila Eskina, because of dvar mitzvah, maybe he's going on his way to do a dvar mitzvah. I feel like Amrach Manan Likri, and still the Torah is saying that he should say Kriyat Shema with the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph last lines Im Kain. So maybe we're talking about going to mitzvah, and still you have to break from a mitzvah for Kriyat Shema, perhaps Im Kain Leimakra Beleches." My belechtecha. It says, right? It says, b'shiftecha belechtecha. It's your leches. Shema mina, belechas tidach with mechayvis had the mitzvah p'tiris. That's when you're going on your own voluntary derech, are you patur v'kriyat shema? If you're going to do a mitzvah, another mitzvah, then you would be patur v'kriyat shema. It says, Mar Tapa v'tazan v'beis, Iachi, Mayu Akani says, Apsula, if he's being oisken a mitzvah, then he's pater from Kriyat Shema. But if he's not a mitzvah, then he's chayev. Why is he saying that when a person is taking a psula as a wife, which is a mitzvah, he's pater from Kriyat Shema? I feel like a nami, taking a man also as a mitzvah. He's getting married. Why is that pater from Kriyat Shema? Hacha, so remember we pointed out a few back when we learned this, that when a person is taking in a psula, we're not talking about b'shasi's doing the act of tashmish. We're talking about it's on his mind, which is already, right, let me just go back one more step. Eisik mitzvah patur mitzvah is a shas, is a concept of kol tar kula. Why are we specifically stressing it over here? And we said one of the, and even within this brisa, there's two lines. First says v'shiftach beisacha, eisik mitzvah patur mitzvah, and then chasim. What are we adding an element of chasim aderech? And we explained that a chasim aderech is a different type of eisik mitzvah. It's eisik in his brain. It's mental. It's not physical. He's not busy being eisik in the mitzvah right now. It's just on his mind. It's on his mind. So ask the Gemara, if on his mind is enough, why dafka eisik b'mitzvah on his mind by besula as opposed to ramana? Says the Gemara, very simple. By a besula, he's tarred, he's concerned. He's concerned that he won't find besulim. He's concerned that maybe she's the type of isha that will make the male a kershivcha. It's very unlikely, but it's possible. Till she's had beer before, we're concerned. Whereas ramana, you don't have these concerns, and therefore this preoccupation doesn't exist, and therefore no excuse not to say Kriyat Shema. Imishim tired the Gemara second. If tired is enough for reason because of Kriyat Shema, I feel tavis finos by yamnami. Even if a person has a ship sinking at sea, he's in the middle of an investment that Khalil is going bad. He's tarred. Alma, Alam Amar Abba, so you should be putting Kishma. Alam Amar Abba, Barzabza Amarav, Ab Ovel, Chayev Chomet Samar Spatera, and Ovel, who's also Tarid, is Chayev and Omet Samar Spatera, Chutzmat Tfilin, except for Tfilin, Shari Nemem Ben Per. Tfilin says Per, Per Chachav Shalecha, and it doesn't pass for an Ovel, Rashi's Lashem back then was rolling in the mud to be busy with Tfilin. But all the mitzvahs, Ovel's Chayevin. So you see, Tirda does not stop him from being Chayev. So what's the Peshad of here? Tirda is? Army, Hasim Tirda to Rishus, Hachat Tirda Mitzvah, you can't compare. A Tirda Rishus, by the person who his ship is sinking at sea, or even the Avil, where the Tirda component is a Rishus, not the overall Avil, but the Tirda is Rishus, over there, he's Chayv Mitzvahs. Whereas over here, the Tirda is the Tirda of the Mitzvah. The Tirda is the Tirda of Besulim, therefore he's Pata from Kriyishma. It's like the Mishnah. Rachas, another din that Rav Gamil did, different than the basic halacha. Rachas la Levisha Jemes Ishtai, the first night that his wife died, Rav Gamil washed himself, Amit Amidav, Lamantainer Rabbeinu, have you taught us Avil Asa Lurchaitz? Avil is Asa to wash himself. Amr Lahem, Eini Kishar Abnei Adam, Istin Sani. I'm not like everyone else, I'm an Istin. Taisa points out, therefore what? Taisa says, V'ikat Sar, Imlehai Rechitz. There's a major line of reasoning. I'm not coming to be Mekel on all the Dinim of the 9 days, but there's a major line of reasoning that the place can use for us these days. V'ikat Sar, Imlehai Rechitz, Te Eini Asa Lurchaitz, Bimea Vele, Elam Hashem Tainag. There's a fundamental difference between washing for Tainag and washing to avoid tsar. Rav Gamil was saying that for me it's tsar. There's no chiyuv that a person should specifically be b'tsar. The chiyuv is to avoid tainag. The chiyuv is to avoid tainag, not to be b'tsar. So Rav Gamil was saying, me not washing is not just coming to avoid tainag. Me not washing is bringing me into tsar. That, as I write, wasn't the chiyuv. So that's, again, a big, I mean, again, obviously ask your halakh authority, but that's a big reason for the different various reasons why we're more makel, because for us, not washing for multiple days would definitely be considered alone in the gedder of tsar. Ukshemes Tevi Avdei, when Tevi, Ragamil's slave, died, Kibov Tachumi was Mekabat Tachumi, was Mekabat condolences for him. Again, that's not something that was usual. Amma Tamidav, Lamatena Rabbein Hashem, Mekabat Tachumi, Alavadim. Didn't you teach us, Rebbe, that we don't accept Tachumi for Avadim? Amlem, Ain Tevi Avdei Kishar Kavadim. Tevi, my slave, is not like the other Avadim. Kasher, he was a kasher, he was unique, and therefore he's fit to be Mekabel Tachumi Alav. Chassan emerits Likras Kriyishma like Larishan Kaira. Says the Mishnah, even though we said a chassan is patur Kriyishma, and we touched on before, is it so pashtu you could do something that you patur on? Normally when you patur, it could be called a hedyet. So over here we say in the Mishnah very clear, a chassan who wants to say Kriyishma can, as long as he doesn't say Kav Kavana, it's okay, he's allowed to do that. Rashkumil Aimer, Lake Larishan Likras Hashem Yito. Rashkumil says, not so fast. Not everyone who wants to say Kriyishma, say Hashem's name, can say, I have confidence, I'm going to say the Shem Hashem with Kavana, not so pashtu. He may think he's ready for Kriyat Shema, but he's not, and therefore he can't make a general rule that whoever wants to say Kriyat Shema can say Kriyat Shema. Back to Gemara. My time in Rav Shmuel. What's the pshat in Rav Shmuel Gamil or Rav Gamil? Rav Gamil washed himself for the first night after the death of his Tevi Avdai. Says the Gemara, Kasav Arninus Laila Darabanan. He holds that Ninus of the Laila is only Darabanan. Nechsevach Resum Kiyay Mar. Uvmakam Istis Lagos Barabanan. He held that the whole din over there is Darabanan. And because he's an Istis, Darabanan were in Geyser. And therefore, he washed this whole discussion what's called Aninus. You know, even if there's no Aninus at the first night, there's still Avelus. Right? There's Aninus and Avelus. If we have time today, we'll get back to this. But again, we're saying the first night of Aninus, the night after the mace is buried, he held that Aninus is only Darabanan. Even though it's still the first day, it's only Darabanan. And again, the question, obviously, the question this is, good is not an Ain anymore, so he's an Avil. Avil will also have a problem. You're not supposed to wash. Okay. Ukshmeis Tavi Avdai. Same answer with her, invite to be in Darabanan. And once Darabanan is going to be part, you have the same answer. But it's interesting. Interesting discussion where Anina starts and where Avilas, where Anina ends and where Avilas starts. Yes. Yeah, that's the
Rashi.
Yeah, that's yeah. Ushmeis Tavi Avdai, Tanabanim. Avadim Mishmachis, Einam Domelein Beshura, Avadim Mishmachis, you know, Beshura. They used to have a Shura when they came out of the burial, they'd make a row and do Tanchumia, do Nicham Avelim. So, by Avadim Mishmachis, you don't do, that's considered Avelis Bitsibur. Avelis Bitsibur you don't do on behalf of Avadim Mishmachis. Veinam Ralein Brichas Avelim, Tanchum Avelim, you don't say the Brichas Avelim, Tanchumia Avelim. Maisa, Umesa Shivchas of Abelazar, the Shivcha of Abelazar was died. Nichlasu, Tamid v'Nachman, Tamid came to v'Nachman. Kibbutz Shira, Yisam Yisodan coming. Alaliyah, he went to the upper level. Alach, they followed him. Nichzal Pillion, he went to some type of room behind upper level. Nichzal Vayde followed him. Nichzal Traklin went to the big ballroom area. Nichzal Achrav, they found him there too. Amalem, Kibdumani Shatam Nichvam Peshim. I thought that you'd get burnt, so to speak, with warm water. Meaning, you get the message. I put some warm water, you get burnt, you get the message. Achshivetam Nichvam Afil B'Chamechamim. I'm pouring the hottest water on you. You're not getting the message. I keep running away from you because I don't want you to give me tanchumim for shivcha. Leikach shnislacham. Didn't I teach you? Avad mishvaches. Einam demalem b'shura. You don't stand for them in the shura. Einam demalem birchas avelim. Leikach tanchum avelim. You don't say birchas avelim or tanchum avelim. Elama aymer lem. What do you say about these avad mishvaches? Kishem she aymer the adam asher b'alchamay rishamaisu. Sounds a little cold. Just like you say about a person that lost a monetary possession, an ox or a donkey that died. Hamak yimalachach l'sreincha. Kash baruch Hashem refill your loss, your loss of assets. Kach aymer al avdu v'shuchasay. Hamakam yimalachach l'sreincha. So to the nechama is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should replace your loss. That's the loss you say by avad mishvacha. Not more than that. Tanya idach. Avadim shvaches, avadim shvaches. Em aspinu sam. You don't make a hesped for avadim and shvaches. Rabbi Yisrael Meir, em evid kashu. If you're an evid kasher, I'm in love. We say, hay ish toiv v'neman v'negem v'nena migiyai. This was a woe to the loss of this good person who was trustworthy and he benefited from his own work. I'm in love. They said to Rabbi Yisrael. In Cain, that's a beautiful hesped. He was an honest person, was nene from his, he was trustworthy, and he was nene from his own work. That's a beautiful hesped for any person. What are you leaving over for the ksherim? Tana b'adam. In current avos el shleisha, we only call avos the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, as opposed to who Rashi speaks out? Shvatim. Vein current imais el arbam, we don't call them imais, Rachel, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, as opposed to who? Bilhah and Zilpah. Only the four imais and the three avos. And not the Shvatim. Avis by Taima, Ilem Shem Dleyadin, Imi Ruvin Kaisinin, Imi Shimon Kaisinin. Why do we stop Avis by Avrin Tzayakav and not the Shvatim? If it's because I don't know if I came from Ruvin or Shimon or which Shevet I come from, well, Yachim Aisnami. Who knows? Leyadin and Im Rachel Kaisinin, Leyah Kaisinin. Who knows if he came from Rachel or from Leah, the Mardim we speak out, or from Bilhah Zilpah? Who knows which one of the Imais we came from? Ella, that can't be it. Elad Hacha Chashivi, Tfele Chashivi. Till then, they were Chashiv. After they were Chashiv, what does that mean? There's a concept of Maisa of a Simon Abanim, when the, particularly by the Avis, Maisa Avis is a simon for Klal Yisrael at large. Till Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, where their actions were a simon for Klal Yisrael at large. There's still a concept of Maisa Avis Abanim even till today. But the point is that power of what happens with them is telling about the future of Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, is specifically stopped with the Avis and the Maisa, the way we know them, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. Tanya Yidach. Avad Mishrachis, Inkar Nisa Abba Plaini. Even though you used to refer to people, even a stranger, you'd refer to them as father so and so, mother so and so. That was a normal way of speaking. By Evan Ashifcha, you don't say that. They did refer to as Abba Plainus and Nima Plainus. The reason, by the way, why the Ritva points out, why do you not say by an Evan, even if it was an Evan that you want to give a little cover to, you didn't say Abba Plainus? Because if I say Abba Plainus to Evan, it may be that what people are going to say, I'm the Evan's son of Pasamayichas, said the Ritva. And therefore, based on Gamil, where everyone knew who the Avadim were, and everyone knew that the guy is not the Evan's son, it wasn't a concern. You could say Abba Plainus about Evan Gamil, and therefore, it's not an issue. The Ritva speaks both those ideas out. My solicitor says, I understand. You're telling me that you're not supposed to say by an Evan, Abba Plainus, Ima Plainus, and then he said Rav Gamil that they did do it. And it's the Mabashim the Chashivi, the Avada Rav Gamil very Chashiv, and therefore it was okay to say Abba Plainus. And again, with the Ritva's idea, it wasn't a concern because they were famous, it wasn't a concern of people questioning Chalil the Yichas. Amar Blazer, Maidach Siv Kenavarcha Bechaya, Beshimcha Esa Kapai. Kenavarcha Bechaya, I'll bless you with my life, Bechaya, Zukriyishma, Beshimcha Esa Kapai, with your name, I'll lift my hands, Zutvila, Femaisa Kenavarcha Savaymer. Kimai chela v'deshen tisba nafshi. I'll be satiated, my soul. The person will be zeichet in her two worlds. How do you know this? Shneimar v'sif say runanais plural yalopi. The songs will issue forth from my mouth in this world. The songs plural in this world and in the next world. Rabbi Zabas decides place. And now we're from here to the bottom of the Amid. Actually goes on to tomorrow's daf on Amid Aleph. Different tefillas that were inserted in the end of the davening, very very simple gemaras. Tefillas that are inserted at the end of davening, and some of these tefillas we say at different points. One of them, for example, is the nusach we say by Rish Chedesh Benji. Rabbi Zeh Basim signed to say. Rabbi Zeh at the end of Shemar Nesrei Amar Chiyut say the following: You read Tzvav Hashem Alekenu Shetashkim Bepareinu. You should dwell in our lot. You should cause to dwell in our lot. Ava V'yach V'shalom V'reyes. You should cause to dwell peace, brotherhood, friendship. V'sapik V'lem Talmidim. We should have lots of boundaries full of Talmidim. V'sasliach Seifenu Achris V'sikva. You should have our end should be filled with hope and success. V'sasim Chalkenu B'Gan Eden. And you should put our chilek in Gan Eden. V'sakenenu Chaver Tav Yetzotav V'Elamecha. And we should have good friends and a good Yetzer in this world. V'nashkim Nimtzi Yichul V'Vein L'Yir Shmecha. And we should rise every morning with a Yichud of your heart and to fear your heart and to fear your name. Yichul Levavenu Liyosh Shmecha. We should yearn to fear your name. V'savil Fenecha Kares Nafshein L'Teva. And our needs should be fulfilled in front of you for the good. So it's funny, after Hol Shemoneh Esrei, he said this beautiful separate tefillah davening for the items we just listed. Rabbi Chaim Masal the Masal Masal say at the end of Shmoneh Amar Chiyot say the following: Yiratzibol Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzis Befashteinu. You should look at our shame. The question whether it means our shame. Marsha says the shame means the shame of our of the Goyim put us through in Gullahs, or it means the shame that we have for our Averus. But look at our shame and use that. The Tabe Berasenu and look at our evil situation, our evil plight. Vesilbash Rachamecha and clothe yourself in rachamim, v'tzikasa b'uzecha, and bring on your attribute, your midah of strength, v'satav v'chad yasecha, and wrap yourself in your chasidus, in your kindness, v'sizazer b'chanin yasecha, and belt yourself, gird yourself in your graciousness, v'saf v'nechem yistuvecha v'amasunuscha, and let your midah of goodness and humility come before you, and obviously listen to our tefillahs. And redeem us from this our plight. Reb Zera Bustam Sag Zalisa Amarachi, Yiratzal Fanecha Hashem Melekeinu, Shlei Nechta, we shouldn't do Averis, Shlei Neva, Shlei Kalim, Mevizenu. We shouldn't do Averis, and we shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed from our fathers. Reb Chia Basar Damatzli Amarachi, Reb Chia, after davening, you say as follows, Yiratzal Fanecha Hashem Melekeinu, Shlei Tereschem Nosenu, Vayid Vilibenu, Teresh should be our occupation, and our heart shouldn't be pained, Lechshu Enenu, and our eyes shouldn't be dimmed. What does it mean our eyes shouldn't be dimmed? So Reb Chiya was alluding to the leaders of the generation. We spoke out elsewhere. The eyes and the heart of the generation are the Talmid Chacham, the leaders of the generation. He's davening, according to Eitz Yosef, that the leaders of the generation should have all their faculties and they should be matzliach and lead the generation properly. Rav Basas Lose Amarachi, Yotzma Fanech Hashem Lekin, Shitin Lanu, Chayim Maruchim, this is how familiar, Chayim Shal Shalim, Chayim Shal Teva, Chayim Shal Baruch, Chayim Shal Parnasa of sustenance, Chayim Shal Chilas at Samais, that's physical health, Chayim Shesh Bemir Shemayim Yer Eschet, Chayim Shem Bemush, Chlima, No Bush, No Chlima, Chayim Shal Eishav V'Chavit, Chayim Shal Tavano, Havas Tavi Yer Shemayim, Chayim Shem Malano, as Kol Mishal As Tebeinu Le Teva. So it's very clearly, that's what we say, Amar Shchedesh, this is what he would say at the end of his Shemar Esri. Rebbe, stop at this one, Basim Slusi Amarachi, after Shemar Esri, you'd say the following tefillah, Yitzvah Fadech Hashem Lekinu Vekev Vesenu, Shetazlenim Azepanim, Azepanim, you should save us from chutzpahdika people, for people who are brazen, and save us from the midah of brazenness. Ma'adam Ram, Pagan, again, this is a tefillah that some say in the mornings, obviously right after brachas, Meshachin Ram, Besatra Amashchas, Medin Kasha, Badin Kasha, Pencher Bris, Pencher Bris, the Afagav, the Kaimik Tutsi Elad Rebbe. And Rebbe would say this tefillah, even while there were officers, Antoninus, right, had a relationship with Rebbe, his office was standing over Rebbe, he would still say his feel in their presence about there should be no one that goes against us and causes us trouble, whether they're Jewish or not. He said this tefillah in their presence. There's more of these coming up. We'll see the rest of Mishnah tomorrow. But the point is, even after Shemar Esrei, I've always, like they say, you rust, you got to stick in, you the rust in your feet, your own tefillah. I've always felt in the past, I've had the machshava that you had a whole Shemar Esrei to have what you want for. Why are you sticking in your rust? So there's a few answers on this, but the most basic general answer is that Shemar Esrei really is a tefillah for the tzibur, even though it's bakashas. These aren't really personal bakashas, these are bakashas on behalf of the tzibur as a klal. Of course, you can insert, you know, in Rafa'enu, in Shmakaleinu, or in different, each bracha, perhaps your own machshavas, and first you give different explanations of what one can and cannot do. But in general, Shemar Esrei is a tefillah for the tzibur, whereas this tefillah at the end, even though some of these Amarama Tanayim were saying Vaiter tefillahs for the tzibur, but this is a place to want to insert a personal tefillah. Even if it's a tefillah also for the tzibur, it's a personal tefillah as opposed to a nusach that was general for all. You see, regardless whether or not you're allowed to put in your own personal tefillahs in Shemar Esrei or not, it seems very clear from our Gemara that there is an opportune time at the end of Shemar Esrei to put in a special tefillah for a specific bakashas one person wants, and those tefillahs can be answered.